Our Innovation Summit 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Learn about all the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime. And by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70.
That's true.
So I brought you the other Willingham.
Okay.
There's another one?
Technically, there's...
It's taken over already.
So technically, there's
at
least one more.
Do you have a rocket, too?
No.
She should have borrowed a rocket.
I do. I have a selfie now, though.
That's true. I was going to say, technically, there's at least one more around here.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
You've never taken a selfie with us on camera?
No, I don't think I have.
I don't think so.
It's my first one.
Wow.
I know.
Got to do something new every time, though, so you keep it fresh, Terry.
That's true. I try.
So for those of us in the audience who do not know...
You're not in the audience. This is going to be one of those interviews.
It's been a long day.
Those of us in the audience, you're not in the audience.
I'm not.
For those in the audience.
For those in the audience who don't know, can you please introduce yourself?
I am Terry Willingham. I am now the executive director. Steve keeps giving me new titles. I'm the executive director of the Foundation for Community-Driven Innovation, which is what I'm representing today. And we organize the STEM Pavilion for the Synapse Innovation Summit. And it's been a lot of fun to do, and it's been kind of, you know, really cool. They threw in a few things we didn't expect. We was working with USF and UT, and then suddenly it became 30 USF and UT exhibits, but they all fit in nicely.
We made it work.
We
were a little in panic mode last night.
But it's been a good event, and it's been a lot of fun.
We expanded our space a little bit.
They've been and the Synapse organization has been absolutely phenomenal to work with.
Yeah.
You know, they get it, and you know, they're doing their best to give everybody a platform to share their stories and what they do. And you know, big shout out to them as the wind comes through the pavilion and sweeps us all into the window or something.
Well, so long as none of these signs behind us get swept into the window through us, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, especially getting up with a little mosole right up behind us here. So
we've watched these things tip over a couple of times today.
Yeah.
So as long as it doesn't do it into us, we're fine.
So we've also been really excited. As part of what we're doing here is that we've invited the Arm Institute as our guests, and so Byron Clayton, who is the CEO. Dr. Byron Clayton is the CEO of the Arm Institute, which is the Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing Institute, headquartered up in Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, came down for this and for an Arm Institute workshop and to meet with EMS and to see some of the work that we're doing with respect to the Advanced Manufacturing and Robotics Center. So that's been
like
really
the field.
Exciting.
We had a conversation about the field a little while ago.
Right. And he was on the show a little bit
earlier.
Right.
So the field is done pretty much. I mean, they're going to be custom building crates for it. We're actually going with an IKEA kind of system for this particular field. It's custom built, so it should be much easier on volunteers to assemble.
Hooray!
Yay!
And disassemble.
And robust, so there are beautiful welds on it. We've got some. They actually have some nice video of it being built and everything.
That's what Danielle and I were talking about earlier. How, just like some of the photos that you've posted.
Right.
The field is beautiful.
It is really beautiful. It's really beautiful. And we finally had the brilliant idea to put EMS on the driver's station. So it's going to be either laser cut in there or labels, stickers or whatever on there. It's going to say EMS and FCDI. On each side of the driver's station.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
It will debut at Roboticon. So, and we have to go make friends with the carpet company now. to get the important part on the floor, but but it's exciting. And so we were able to make good use of the Argosy Foundation money. It was $30,000 that we got. So 20,000 of that went into the field and invested locally into Tampa Bay. So,
which is great. It's something that we talked about with ARM earlier was the idea of supporting the local community, and it was something that he was really excited about in Tampa in particular. He wants to move here, so he's very happy to see that organizations like FCDI are focused on trying to make the community better, and then Vinnick and Bill Gates and that group trying to make downtown better to attract.
Yeah, and you know, the discussion we just had, we had the panel discussion a little while ago, it was actually fairly well attended.
The manufacturing in the future, right?
And Tampa Bay is such a booming.
Right, and so part of the discussion centered on, actually somebody asked a question you know, we've got, you say we got everything, but why can't we lure in, like we're losing Amazon, why can't we lure in these bigger companies?
263 of the 264 cities lost Amazon,
right,
to be fair.
Right, and the response was basically, we have a ton of manufacturing here. Quit looking for the big manufacturers and support the small to mid-sized manufacturers who,
right,
do the bulk of the work and hire the bulk of people.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And invest the bulk of funds into the community. And so what we're doing with the Advanced Robotics and Manufacturing Center is that, you know, right? So we'll be able to do professional development for teachers and educators, and also pre-apprenticeships, the apprenticeships, internships, certifications, and everything from, you know, programming, to actual machine skills and things like that, in a sort of a K-20 seamless environment. And I think, you know, that's the best of all possible worlds. That's my happy vision since we started playing around with makerspaces.
Right.
You know, is to
a
have,
long time
you know.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
we've,
so it's
we've been working on these from
a good decade. I don't know.
A small
right.
ish scale, comparatively.
Right. Right.
To now this really grand scale.
Right. Yeah. Which actually leverages better use of the community. You know, co-locating with a manufacturing facility, which already has all the equipment, you know, bringing in what we have, which is the first components and the expertise in working with K-12, and now you've got this full-blown education workforce community, and it's beautiful, you know.
And it's education in an arena, which is something that we spoke with Greg about, mm-hmm, a little over a year ago now,
right,
on the show. It's education in an arena that seems to have been abandoned almost entirely by the world.
Right,
that,
yeah.
Even the technical colleges that are supposed to be that,
mm-hmm,
don't
right,
do
right.
any of the manufacturing and, mm-hmm, building and tools and stuff like that. Nobody.
And yet everything behind us here is manufacturing. I mean, you
right.
look at that, the skateboard guy's awesome. You know, he's manufacturing these custom skateboards with built-in, you know, storage and all this
yeah.
other 3D printing them and stuff like that. That's manufacturing. The food person is making, that's manufacturing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Everything is made. And what we talked about was changing the image of manufacturing. They said it's the 3Ds, you know, is it is dirty, it's dull, and it's, I don't remember what the other one was, you know, Dom or something. But, you know, that it's not any of these things.
Yeah.
It's that it's, you know, it's modern, it's relevant, and we use it every day. And so, you know, the importance of the skills-based learning, mm-hmm, that helps people see that, you know, Chris's Rockets, that's manufacturing.
Absolutely.
Right? He's manufacturing components, he's creating kits and all these things. So, you know, having people relook at these things and reframe the discussion of what manufacturing is and why we need it, you know, I think that's exciting, and I'm glad to be doing it. So.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite parts of events with Terry at them is that we get to see get to hear about your visions,
uh-huh,
and then we get to see every step of the way.
And sometimes they don't. I mean,
yeah, but there's...
Sometimes it's a nightmare, but, you know, occasionally it's
always, like, the growing
yeah.
sense of how everything's working and how you're thinking about
right.
and taking it in.
Right, and I find it really exciting. I mean, I think it's really cool. It's frustrating sometimes. I would like to draw a paycheck again. I mean, you know, that would be nice. I'm hopeful that as we move forward with this will actually be a living as well as a life. And... And that's one of the talks I'm sort of giving this afternoon.
Okay.
So, you know, how to, you know, integrate education and workforce into some meaningful kind of life for people. But, yeah, there's setbacks, you know, when you're doing something. And you have to, like, there's lots of ways up the mountain, you know. And sometimes you're going to fall down halfway and you got to regroup. And that's why you have a team and friends and, you know, having... As we've gotten better at working with people we like and making a point of selecting people that we like to work
uh-huh.
with, that's a really important thing. It can't be overlooked. You know, we've tried working with people that we didn't necessarily like, but whose skill sets we thought were important.
Uh-huh.
And the skill sets don't make up for the enjoyment of working with somebody. So you can
for
have
sure.
the most talented person in the world, but if they're a pain in the neck to work with, you're not going to get anything done.
Exactly. You have to. You have to be happy doing the thing.
Right.
And, you know,
yeah.
at one point we tried working with some people that
mm-hmm.
that didn't necessarily fit into the group, but
right.
we thought
they're bringing added value
would
in
add,
some way.
Yeah.
Right.
But no.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now we've got this enthusiastic, fun, you know, multifaceted,
passionate,
yeah, expertise across the board in a variety of things.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go dance in a minute. So...
I am so sad that I can't see the
drum rig is fantastic.
Yes. I have been excited to see this thing in action, and it's in action right now.
They're going
to
really get it in action in a little bit.
Yeah, but and it's out of my frame of view, and it makes me very sad.
We're going to have to periscope.
It's like the drum rig of death or something. Like
I've been trying to see if I could see it in any of the camera views, or if the reflection over there in the window was enough.
I keep peering over for a little bit, but I've got a
railing right in my way.
So there is no substitute for working with people you like, doing the things you love, you know.
And at this point, we've got a pretty good
crew.
Tight team of people.
And now we've got national support through ARM Institute to make it all work. And the people at ARM Institute are people we like.
Yes.
So I'm so grateful for
Hooray.
That. I am so grateful. If you're listening, Brian and Byron and Ryan, we love you. So, just really, really good people with, you know, who believe in what they're doing and are good to work with. And that's a pleasure. And we're really excited. We're going up to Pittsburgh as part of our membership thing in November.
Nice.
For the member meeting, and so we're excited about that.
Thank goodness for finding an organization that happens to have people that you like working
with. Yeah, exactly. It's like, because that would have been unfortunate, because we would have had to go on without them, So we're really grateful, and I really like that, and I hope they like us. So I think it's been a fun week with them, and it's been fun to show them all the different things we're doing and all the people we're working with and the students that we're working with. He's met Ryder and Vishal, and that's all been great. So we're always grateful to you guys for letting us share our story.
Oh, we love hearing
which you're part of, so it's all our stories.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, we're glad to have the platform to be able to share the stories because not even just our core team. Some of the other stories we've had the opportunity to share today have been fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbor here with his renewable energy powered streetlights.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That's brilliant.
It really is.
Yeah.
We were talking about different implementations for it. So college campuses and anywhere, like even
my backyard.
Yeah, even here.
Yeah.
I am so going to that website.
My backyard.
Oh my gosh, my patio is going to be rocking.
They have like the Wi-Fi hotspots. So like if you have them on the highway and they periodically, you can stay connected while you're driving.
That's brilliant.
It could build a mesh network all on its own.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's something I was really interested about.
Some really cool things that are not necessarily our core team.
Right.
But that's
a tribute to the University of South Florida, to University of Tampa,
For sure.
They're creating these platforms for this development and for making these things happen. And even when we had USF Connect out at MakerCon, they were working closely with some of the people there to help them realize, ways to make their creations, come to being. And that's fantastic, because there's so much out there that, you don't want to reinvent the wheel, but sometimes people aren't reinventing the wheel. Sometimes people are, inventing a better wheel, and that's fantastic. So,
yes, which is different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to see this thing.
I guess we're done.
It sure sounds like that's what they're telling us.
It's like when you're at the Oscars and they play like the subtle music. This isn't subtle. It's more just like get off the stage.
Right.
Yeah.
They are
playing us off the hard way.
Yeah. So, but thank you again. Always
absolutely.
Enjoy it. Right.
And I guess I'm going to have to get ready to go up on the stage here in just a little bit.
If there's anybody around to listen to us, we've been playing those by ear, too.
Okay.
So we just kind of hang out, and if somebody says they want to listen to what we have to say, then we talk to them.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Sounds good.
Good. All right,
well,
thank you.
As always, Terry, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.